a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
Welcome back to the Cue It Up podcast. We have a special guest today from the industry. We have Gloria Jean joining us. Gloria, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Nate. How are you doing?
I am living the absolute dream. All right, we are going to jump right into this interview with a little bit of a backstory about you as a person. So how did you get involved with the industry and what exactly do you do in the industry?
Oh, boy. So getting involved in the industry for me started with my very first time when I lived in New York. Went to a pool venue and picked up a cue. I was 16 and it was just kind of, I guess, just pure love right there. A couple of years into that, I started to run tournaments out of that venue. I was about 20, I'd say 20 or 21. And they were just, you know, small regular tournaments. And I knew then I wanted to do something more, but I wasn't sure what, really. That was when I lived in New York. Moved out to Rhode Island. And it was 2007. I had this amazing experience, and I met up with Guy Young Kim and Melissa Little, and it was at what's called Boston Billiards, and they had this kind of like action match grudge thing going on, and it's like a $25 entry to, you know, the play the pros, and I decided, give it a shot. And you get a signed cue ball if you win. Well, they signed mine, even though I did not win both games. Meeting them personally, I just knew then. I was like, this is something that I want to do. I want to start running things. And that was the very beginning of it. It was about 2 months later that I went to a WPBA event over at Twin River. And that's over in Rhode Island as well. And Guy Young was signing autographs. And I remember her stopping signing. She came right out and she said, "Hey, Gloria, you're here to support me." And she gave me a big hug. And it was about 2 months later, on November 1st, 2007, that I decided to start the tournaments and the tour.
And the tournaments and the tour are?
Okay, we are technically now going into our third year. Iwan Simonis Ride the Nine Tour, but we were Ride the Nine Tour, and that name comes from a very special place. A friend of mine, Terry Keith, who's no longer with us, we were talking about it one day. We got on the phone with Rob Sayers, and Terry said, "How do you like this name?" And I said, "Yeah, I think let's try. Let's think of it." And unfortunately, it wasn't but a very short time later when I was thinking about changing it before actually getting into it that Terry had left us. So I kept the name in honor of him.
So from there, you were running tours out of the New England area. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Right. I mean, I started really basic with races to two, capping at 16 in very small places like Charlie's and places of, you know, tiny little, you know, six table little eateries, I guess you could call them, you know, that had some pool tables. And from there we went to Chalks and we were doing like 100% payback for a long time. And then we did that at Bose as well, which was Boston Billiards then, is now Bose. And then my very first tournament was my first like big tournament was handicapped. We ended up with 48 players within about a week. within, yeah, close to a week's time. And that's when it really kicked in. We had nothing. We had no sponsors. We had nothing at all. We were just doing it because we really loved, I loved, billiards so much, and I loved seeing people happy. I loved everything about it, and that's basically how it started. And then from there, I remember asking for sponsorship, and I heard no, and I got a yes after negotiations, and then from there we just kind of grew, really. That's, I mean, it's been a process. We're now going into, in November will be 14 years, 14 seasons, as Ride the Nine Tour. So it's exciting. It's been a really great, a really great journey, I have to say. I'm very blessed.
So you're coming on today, so I guess we're kind of at the point now where we can talk about why we're actually bringing you on today. Starting COVID 2020, maybe a little bit before that, you started taking your tour more virtual. Did you want to talk about the decision to do that?
Ooh, the decision to do that. Wow. Okay. So I have never been through a pandemic. I don't think you have either, right?
No, I was
something
born
of
like
this
2 years ago,
nature.
so nope.
Yeah. And it was a really scary time because I didn't think it was this bad. I don't think any of us thought it would be this bad in the very beginning. And people were saying, oh, it passed in 2 or 3 months. But I have a kind of like a background in the medical field, and I worked in infectious diseases for the NIH. I realized that this wasn't going to be something, wasn't going to pass really quickly. So I decided to get some gear and try something virtual. And we started out with just a virtual break and run pot, 100% payback again, for all of our virtual break and run pots. And then our very first virtual tournament was, I believe, I want to say it was the Hunger Games, going back. Let me think. I want to say it was April. So it was like a month after we had to cancel our very last tournament. So I think our very last tournament was it was March 1st. Yeah, it'll be a year. It was just a year. And I decided to try something virtual, and I wasn't really sure what I was doing. I went, I said, well, what do I need? And I contacted a gentleman by the name of Upstate Al. Some people are pretty familiar with him. And he said, well, this is what you need. And we got it, and it took me a good week or so to get into to learning OBS and anything else that we needed. And gosh, I don't know how long after that we started going live via Facebook at first while I was learning, and then we went ahead and started tournaments.
Yep. So take us through the first tournament that you did. You already mentioned it as the Hunger Games. Why don't you give us the format of what it was, maybe some payouts, maybe the winner if you remember who it was. Just give us a
Oh,
rundown of the tournament.
being very honest, I do not. It's been a year, and I don't really remember. I remember that there were qualifiers, and this is really bad too. I'm kind of ashamed. I remember there were qualifiers, and the qualifiers were really inexpensive, and I remember that there were some, God, I think they were even buybacks.
Well, here, let's just do it this way. Let's just tell me about the generic tournaments that you run and how they work.
Okay, so the generic tournaments is I like to focus on the amateurs. When I say amateurs, it's basically like a 719 Fargo and below, somewhere in that area, you know, based overall on you know, what I can see from what they send me from like league stats, et cetera. So basically, like right now, can I talk about the one that's coming up right now? That way, that might give people an idea.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So it's an Iwan Simonis Triple Crown Championship, and it's obviously a virtual competition. And we're allowing 9 and 8 foot tables only. We used to allow 7, but now that places are opening up, we don't feel the need for 7 foot because they're just so easy for people of, you know, the much better players to utilize and win. So we call this one a triple crown. We were ultimately going to do disciplines of 8 ball, fast 8, actually, 9 ball, and then 10 ball for the final 4. But I decided on just 9 ball and 10 ball. So there's an amateur event, and it's going to be filled with 8 mini events, or until we have a 16-player field. We're going to have a 10-player max, and we're going to allow them to buy in according to skill level, A, B, C class. So the payouts are going to be over $2,300, probably about $2,500 with the action match and what we're giving away. The entry fee for a C-class player is $20. The entry fee for a B-class is $30, and the entry fee for an A-class is $40. However, I do want to throw in there that if they're members, because we have an optional member membership, if they're members, they get $5 off every entry that they try. So instead of $20, it would be $15. And we can talk about membership, I guess, after this, continue on with that. So the entry fees are as follows. That entry fee awards them 5 racks, and they have an option to purchase 1 bonus rack, a max of 6 racks, and that rack would be $10. However, they have to purchase that prior to playing. If they do not use it, it's refunded that evening. Per 8 mini events until we get to a 16-player field. That 16-player field is going to establish the top 16 high scores. So for every mini event that's filled with 10 players, 2 of them, the 2 highest scores, will move through into the 16-player field. And that's how we get our 16-player field. The discipline is 9 ball until we get to the final 4, and then it's 10 ball. The format is single elimination. All right. So basically, eligibility, 719, Fargo below. You know, they must have an established tour handicap so that they played in the tour before, we know. If not, we ask them for their stats, say from, USAPL, APA, VNEA, et cetera, things of that nature. Again, we're only allowing 9 8-foot tables. So when we get to the top 16, what we're going to do is we're going to have 16 players, and we're moving from high score advances from the qualifiers into a bracket style. So there's a face-off between 2 players, kind of giving it the best of both worlds. And then the person who has the highest score advances to the next round until we get to the final 4. So we are going to be paying out, like I said, probably it's going to be close to $2,500. We're not taking any money out of the event at all. We're giving everything back to the players. We're going to work off of donations. So that's a really big part, you know. So we're hoping that this can be shared from the Iwan Simonis Ride the 9 Tour page. That's over on Facebook. So if people want to go over there and take a look, they're more than welcome. We'd love to have some new players. But anyway, continuing on. So the top four places are going to be paid $1,000 for first, second $500, and third, fourth, $350 each. And that's etched in stone. We decided to do something a little bit different because instead of just paying out to the 25% mark, I decided to go ahead and put a $100 action match out there. So two players in fifth, sixth place will play a match for $100 in the middle, nine ball, 13 racks, high score wins. And then the person who's technically sixth place would get $50 in either entry for another tournament, or they can use that to donate so they can get some really cool prizes that we're giving away, like a Marty Carey jump cue, an Acme case, a McDermott cue. And in addition to that, we are going to be giving away actually some Cue It Up podcast t-shirts for donations. And the donations are 50, 75, 100. And all this is listed on the I Want Simona's page if they want to take a look at that, along with payment methods, etc. So that's what we're doing. We're basically having one, a full-scale amateur event, two, an action match for those who did not cash. So first through fourth will cash, be paid out, $1,500, and third, fourth at $350. And then two, we'll have that action match. And then three, the person who does not win that will walk away with $50 in entries of their choice for the tour, or for donations to potentially win some great items, even Aramith Black Balls.
All right. Sounds great. So how long do this event usually last? And if people are interested in finding out more information, I know you said the Facebook page, but if they wanted to ask any questions along the way, who would they reach out to be able to figure out more information?
Okay. So there's a couple questions there. So the qualifiers are March 8th through March 25th, and that's dependent on the fields that we have. And the main event is going to be March 27th. Through April 7th. If they wanted to contact me, they can contact me through the I Want Simonis Ride the Nine Tour page on Facebook, or they can give me a call at 401-999-TOUR, so 8687. And they are definitely welcome to call me at that number. Just leave me a message if I'm not available, and I'll get back to them and go over everything that they would need to know with that. Our rules are all here. Anybody that wants to be involved, contact me and I'll send them a set of the rules, because the rules are a pretty large file. All they have to do is contact me and I'll send it on over.
Perfect. All right. Well, I guess I would say I've played in a couple of your events in the past, and that's why I'm happy to bring you on to talk about your events in the future going forward. They are a lot of fun, and they are pretty good paydays. I've been lucky enough to take, I think, second and third in one of your events, and The payouts are quick. The payouts are in the exact amount they're supposed to be, of course, which is nice. But yes, they're fun events to have, and I think as far as amateur events on the virtual scene, I think that they're a lot of fun and they're great production. So I wanted to get this out there to any of my listeners who's maybe been interested in playing in some virtual events, but just didn't really know which ones to do. This one might be a great option for you.
And we're always happy to have you play, as you know. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you, because I think that's how we initially met, was through the virtual scene, which was actually not my tournament, but the VG10, if I remember correctly. We sponsored the VG10, right?
Yep, you've sponsored all of my events.
Yeah, yep, and yep, yep. And that's how we got you into we dragged you into the one of these events, and it was a really good time. You even helped commentate with us.
Yep, I'm usually part of these productions in a decent way, at least. So I like to help out good things in the industry, and I believe that this is one of them. So, Gloria, it has been a pleasure chatting with you today. Thank you for joining the podcast and talking about your next event. Hopefully anybody out there who has maybe an 8-footer or a 9-footer at home and would like to try out some of these events, you can always reach out to myself or Gloria to get more information on them. They are a good time, and they're a lot of fun. So I highly advise them. Other than that, Gloria, thanks for joining me again.
All right, great, Nate. Thank you so much. And I wanted to send a shout out to Cue It Up Network for being a sponsor for this tournament as well. So thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. We are happy to support it.
Thank you. All right, Nate. We will we'll be in touch soon. You have a wonderful day.
Yep. You too, Gloria. Thanks. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to contribute to the future content that will be made, consider joining the podcast's Patreon at www.patreon.com/cueitup. Becoming a Patreon of the podcast will help to create all of the future content that the podcast will have. Special shout out to Dave Peters, Aaron Taylor, Pete Silsby, Morgan Lupton, Ben Young, Robert Miller, Andy Morse, and Bill Pelham for your generous contributions to the podcast's Patreon. If you ever need any more information on what the Patreon system is or how you can contribute outside of the Patreon, please reach out to the podcast or Nate himself. If you would like to contribute to the podcast for free, consider sharing any podcasts or the podcast page on Facebook itself. Also, leaving a review and a rating if you listen through iTunes. It helps others find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode of the Cue It Up podcast.